can rock and roll this all over the output. Now, the technical legal bit, top left-hand corner, can you see it says it's recording?
Yes, I can, yeah.
I legally need to ask you, Simon, are you happy to proceed?
Yes, I am, yes.
That's the weird thing, but we are required by law, as you well know, to make sure people realise. Because what nobody ever says is on Teams and Zoom, the companies themselves automatically record everything that goes through, and we don't have to give them permission, do we? Anyway, that's by the by, Simon. Let's not get drawn down that rabbit hole. Okay, we'll go in 3, 2, 1. You're listening to Siam Radio with me, Andrew David. A couple of weeks ago, you perhaps remember, we ran, and we are still running, a feature on a fantastic organisation called TAP, not to be confused with the Portuguese National Air Service. This is Thank and Praise, a brilliant opportunity for people to make sure thank you messages, which they may send to big organisations, actually get to the people that they want to thank, maybe nurses, maybe frontline workers, maybe doctor surgeries, anything's teachers, something like that. Thank and Praise, a brilliant idea, which is running, and Siam Radio is very happy to be a partner with. In the course of those conversations, I was told I must talk to somebody called Simon Gainwell. And I said, absolutely fantastic. Why? Well, he's going to try and do something to help us in a very practical way, they said at TAP headquarters. So pressing magic buttons on my laptop, I'm delighted to say our next guest here on Siam Radio is the one and the only Simon Gainwell. Simon, welcome to Siam Radio.
Hello, mate.
Now, tell us, how did you get involved with TAP? What's your story?
Right, well, it's quite a good radio-friendly story, because I went to school with someone called Matt Findle Hawkins, and it's quite an unusual name. And I usually listen to Radio 2 on the morning, the breakfast show and whatever, and I heard Zoe Ball interviewing someone called Matt Findle Hawkins. There can't be two, surely, with such an unusual name. There can only be one Matt Findle Hawkins, and that's got to be my old friend from university. And university was a long time ago. We both graduated in the early to mid-90s. So I got in touch with Matt on Facebook, and I asked him, so, Matt, were you on Radio 2 this morning? And obviously he said yes, and we talked a little bit more, well, obviously about our past, but also about TAP or TAP, about Thank and Praise. And it was something that I really wanted to get involved with, and he invited me to do so.
That is a brilliant story, and I will forgive you for mentioning BBC Radio 2 on Siam Radio. My history with Radio 2 actually goes back to Terry Wogan's days. So when you were talking about The Breakfast Show, I used to work producing music for his programme in 1972. So it predates even your time with Matt at university. And it's fantastic that the power of radio to do that connecting thing over the decades, and for you then to decide you wanted to get involved with TAP, and you're doing it in a very practical way because you've decided you want to go and raise some money for them.
That's correct. Not just to raise money, but also to raise awareness, to make people aware that they're able to express gratitude. My story of gratitude, I've been on both sides of it. I used to be an English teacher in Vietnam and in Cambodia. And in Asian culture, gratitude is part of their culture. And for teachers especially, the teacher is almost on a par with Buddha, the great teacher. So there's a lot of gratitude. And you feel that inner warmth when the gratitude is shown. Then about 5 years ago, I was working in China and I had a life-changing accident. I fell from a six-story balcony onto a concrete floor and broke my back in several places. So I'm now in a wheelchair, but it made me realize that when you're in hospital for a long time and dependent on the care of others, as soon as you get a release date, it's almost like being released from prison. You just want to get out of there as quickly as you can. And we often forget or don't have the opportunity to thank all those key workers, all those doctors, all those nurses who were such an important part of the recovery process. So with TAP, it's great that even if it was a month ago, 6 months ago, a year ago, we have a platform where we can actually get that message of gratitude to the person who truly deserves it. So I decided what I would do in my wheelchair. I'm going to go on a mission across the country from Liverpool on the west coast to Bridlington on the east coast of Yorkshire, spreading positivity and spreading TAP's message of gratitude. And on top of that, it was an opportunity for me to continue what Captain Tom Moore started. Mm-hmm. In our darkest hour in the lockdown with the pandemic, Captain Tom really captured the hearts of the nation. That, along with our weekly clap for key workers and clap for carers, gratitude was really at the forefront of our minds. And I feel that as we come out of that pandemic, it's important that we continue to remember all those key workers who continue to work tirelessly on the front line.
Simon, there's so much to unpack from the last couple of minutes. That sort of interesting moment when you said you used to teach in Vietnam and Cambodia, and then you had your sad, serious accident in China. I mean, that needs unpacking anyhow, and maybe that's for another time. But let's talk practically. You are going to go from the West to the East in your wheelchair. Now, it's just not a matter of you leaving your hotel one morning and start wheeling yourself along the road and ending up in Bridlington sometime later. You must, A, be doing a huge amount of preparation, and B, have a team to support you.
I do, and I might think that I'm Superman, but I'm not really. I'm not going to be manually pushing the wheelchair across the country. And I might save that for another time, but I need a lot more training for that. But I'm actually using a device called a BATEC, which is a electronic hand cycle addition to the wheelchair. So it turns the manual wheelchair almost into a three-wheel motorbike or a tricycle, if you like, that's powered by electricity. So I'm going to be doing that, but I can do it in 3 or 4 days. Rather than the 3 or 4 months it would probably take me.
Love it. Let's just backtrack there. We'll find out how we can support you in a minute. But let's go backtrack to Vietnam and Cambodia and China. How did that all come about to teach English?
When I left university, I actually studied theatre and film at university. And initially, I wanted to go into the entertainment business. I even tried stand-up comedy for a while. But what I really wanted to do was to travel the world, to find out about different cultures. And it's a job that many people don't even know exists, but you can actually do a course after university. So a postgraduate course doesn't take very long, but just learning the basics of teaching English as a foreign language. And especially because English is a language of business, there's a call for that in every country in the world. In even English-speaking countries, the United Kingdom, the United States, and Australia, that it's a ticket to travel, really. You can travel to any city in the world and probably get a job, which is kind of how I ended up in Saigon, then Milan, then Sicily, then Bangkok, and also in Phnom Penh in Cambodia, before I moved to China.
Absolutely fascinating. And obviously the travel bug is coming back to the reason we're chatting today. You know, the thing that is motivating you as well. You like traveling between places. You obviously like interacting with people. And as you say, on this trip across from west to east, you'll be able to sing the praises, literally, of thank and praise in this positive and very impassioned way that you've been chatting to us today.
Yes, certainly. In the past, I used to really enjoy beach holidays, but there's not really a lot of fun if you're sitting in a wheelchair watching everyone else enjoying the beach. So I decided that my next favourite type of holiday, as you said, is to travel, to go on a road trip and to have the opportunity to spread positivity and the power of gratitude across the whole country.
This is a fantastic opportunity for a whole range of people to get involved. Obviously, primarily, we're chatting because you want to raise money. If anybody is interested in sponsoring you, how should they get in touch? Do you have a special page that we can go and visit?
Probably the best thing to do is to contact me at Thank and Praise. So it's Simon at thankandpraise.com.
That's dead easy. Simon at thankandpraise.com. And that's where people can engage with helping you raise some funds. Yep.
That's right. And not just raising funds. If someone wants to express a message of gratitude or wants to join me on part of the journey, if they contact me, and I can give the clear itinerary of where I'm going to be and when I'm going to be there.
With the luck, fingers crossed and everything, and a fair wind. And there's plenty of wind and rain at the moment. If it is a bit inclement, how well protected are you in your electric-powered wheelchair?
I'll be wearing about 3 jackets, I'm sure. I'm hoping to get, because I know, especially travelling through Lancashire and Yorkshire, where I come from, there's going to be at least one day of rain. But I'm really hoping we get at least one day of sunshine as well.
Well, it was certainly on the West Coast because, I'm always amazed when people say, oh, I'm going to the Lake District for my holidays, but it rains a lot, doesn't it? Yeah, well, the clue's in the word lake. The whole thing about Manchester and Lancashire is that, you know, it catches everything as it comes across the Atlantic.
And with the Pennines between Yorkshire and Lancashire, if it's not raining on one side of the Pennines, it's probably raining on the other side.
Now, you see, I have to say, though, married to a Yorkshire lass, I just have to make sure you've got your passport ready for when you cross across the border from Lancashire into Yorkshire, because they can rough a bit rough, can't they?
Yeah, I've had all my vaccinations and everything.
That's brilliant. Simon, it's been a real privilege and pleasure to talk to you. I hope this is not the last time we chat. I want to keep in touch with this. Can you tell us when you're planning to start this great expedition?
Yeah, I'm planning to leave Liverpool on the 4th of June.
And hopefully you'll be arriving in Bridlington
on the 7th of June.
All things being equal. And if anybody wants any more information, either to cheer you on your way or indeed to make a donation to you and the work of TAP, it's Simon at TAP.com. Have I got that right?
Simon at thankandpraise.com.
I abbreviated Simon at thankandpraise.com. But I'm sure if you just put Simon Gainwell, Thank and Praise into a web search, it would come up with all those sorts of things and these wonderfully exciting stories. I'm still wondering whether it's too old for me to learn to teach English as a foreign language, because the thought of getting out of the rather damp and gloomy early summer we're having in the United Kingdom is very, very tempting, Simon. It's been a pleasure to chat to you. Thank you so much indeed for being with us here on Siren Radio. And I'm sure everybody listening, and indeed I, want to wish you all the very best for everything you're doing. Simon Gainwell, thank you very much indeed for being here.
Thank you very much. Bye.